Thursday night, the reinvigorated, maybe. I don't know, I'm thinking now, maybe we're going to change the night of the shiur. I'm thinking it's a chisaron to have it. Why? I thought it was a mile, it might be a chisaron. I have to leave on the 11:30 bus. But this program is like from 10:30 to 12. When I leave, there's like a feeling, it's like I don't want the ilum to... I think it might be more of a problem. Okay, so you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we could see it.
But I don't want to have this group leave at 11:30, because psychologically that's when it's over.
There is a way out of that. What? A cholent?
There's a program here. Okay.
It's almost like Chabad. You give food and people come.
Let me do some. Parak Dalet, Halacha Beis, Mishnah Beis. What?
If you change for another night, maybe it's a bit. Have this Yetzer Hara. People keep telling me to go to.
It won't be this late. It'll be a little earlier.
But people keep telling me to go to Avusha Weiss on Thursday nights. I've never tried it. It's kind of like you move to Wednesday.
That's okay. I have to admit that's not going to be part of my schedule.
No.
My schedule will be that it, rather than being. A helping aid to the Thursday night program. I'm thinking it might be a chisaron for the Thursday night program to have a shiur in the corner and I have to leave 11:30, and you know that the mela makes a feeling that it's over. We want to encourage people to learn from 10:30 to 12, so it might have an opposite effect. So we'll see. Meanwhile, we're going to start tonight. That's for sure. Believe that the Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis or Halacha Beis in Yerushalmi. And the Oiz V'Hadar art scroll, that art scroll uses, it's Chavovah Medbeis. In Vilna, I haven't the slightest idea what it is. And in Efrati, I haven't the slightest idea what it is. Doesn't matter. Okay. The first part of the Mishnah deals with a knas. A knas for doing avoda on Shvius. Whether there is a knas. So we'll see. Sometimes there is and sometimes there's not. And we'll see what it depends. And what's the nature of the knas and what does it depend on. So the Mishnah starts off, Sodesh Nizkavtsa. Nizkavtsa definitely comes from the word kotsin. You're removing the kotsin from the field. The question is, how are you removing the kotsin from the field? So we're going to see two pshatim in the Gemara. But we'll learn the simple way. The simple way, I mean, the definition of the word is the simplest way to learn that it has nothing to do with harisha. You're pushing by hand, removing the kotsim from the field. You're clearing away the field. What? No, in fact, it's plushim. That's a very important point. Rashi and Tosfos and Bechoro speak out, as do many Mefarshim here in the Mishnayos, that we're talking about not mechubur lekarka. We'll see the difference soon. You want to know my mokum in Bukhairus of Lamadawan on the Bays? Right, Rashi and Tosfos in Bukhairus of Lamadawan on the Bays, we're talking about pollution. There are mafuzarim in the field, it's debris in the field, and you cleared it away. So now, why aren't you allowed to take it away? It's for sure a tolda. It might even be less than a tolda. Some of Farshim say that it's for sure the Rabbanon. Let's start with that. Even if Harisha will assume it's the Araisa, but to clear away Tlushim Kotsim from the field is certainly a Rabbanon. And you know something? It might even not be a Rabbanon. It might be just Marasayan, that it looks like you're preparing your field to be planted. So we'll see. Sodesh and Eskaf, so the Kotsim were taken away. What? Rabbanon is, it's a malacha drabbanon, it's a tolda. It's a tolda, but toldas on Shviyas are also midrabbanon. Right? And Marasayan is not even, it's just that much less. It's not even, it's not a malacha. It's something you can't do because of Marasayan. So, Sodash and Eskapso Tizor la Matsoy Shviyas. Matsoy Shviyas in the Mishnah means the eighth year. The eighth year. So, we'll see in a moment. The next case, obviously, is the flip side, the knas, is that you can't plant it the eighth year. So here you could. There's no knas. We'll see. We'll talk about the contrast, so we'll go back. So Sodesh and Eskavtsa, the kotzim were taken away, the field was cleared, tizora lemotzoi shvius. You're allowed to plant it with the aid of your clearing away on shvius, so you could plant it the eighth year. But shenitaiva, maybe you'll remember from the word toiv, it was made proper. Ocean daira lo tizora lemotzoi shvius. You can't plant it the eighth year. So now, what do these two words mean? So pashtus shenitaiva means it was plowed. It was plowed in a way that it's now ready for zriya. That's a major point in the Mishnah. It was plowed well, shenitaiva, and it's ready to be planted. And realize that in the first case, when the kotzim were taken away, it's still not ready to be planted. You did a malacha, but it's missing. It's not really a malacha. It's not really ready for zriya. Ocean adira means you fertilize the field. It comes from the word deer. We had deer behemoths in a previous perek. So there were a lot of rules how you're allowed to let your animals roam in the field and drop off zevel, and how you're supposed to arrange the zevel. You didn't follow any of the rules. What? No, I didn't say that yet. We're going to go into the difference between the reish and the seif in a moment. Shenitaiva means you did harisha, a proper harisha. Oshenidaira means you will mezavel the field. You fertilized it. Either you let your animals... It's either... The lashon comes from deer behemoths. So either it means you let your behemoths fertilize the fields and you didn't follow the rules of the previous barak, or others learn it's... The Rambam Shita is that you could let your animal onto the field, even al-das to be mezavel it. And it's a lashon hamushal here. It means you will mezavel the field. You fertilize your field. Loi tizor lemotzei shvius. We'll see, but pashtus means the whole eighth year. You can't plant it the eighth year. That's pashtus what it means. What? Yeah. Because the kenas is to do it the following year, to use the charish of the previous year. Now, Rashi and Gittin daf mem dalad amud beis says that the difference is the oraisa. Let's see it. So what's the difference between the reish and the sefer? Okay, so Rashi and Gittin daf mem dalad amud beis. Between the first case one and case two. Why in case one they weren't kindness you, and in case two they were? We're going to see the Rishonim, how they explain the Mishnah. This is the basic shot in the Mishnah. Why did they counsel you in case two and not in case one? Rashi and Gittin daf mem dalad amud beis. He learns this. Again, we're going to have in the Gemara, Yerushalmi is going to have really machotis amoroim, exactly what niskafsa means. But no matter how you learn, it's going to end up that you took away the kotzim that are tlushim from the land. So Rashi learns the differences in the reisha son of Odis Karkam and Atorah. This is what Rashi says in Gittin. The reisha is only drabonon, lo konsuha, betizora lemotzoi shvius. Okay. So now, so Bishlam, Nitaiva, Harisha, that's also Dioraisa. What? I'm giving shit. So Bishlam, the first case, Harisha, that's an Issa Dioraisa. So you have to say Rashi, it's shared, it's in Peichet. You have to say that Rashi and Gittin, you have to realize in Moyet Kotten there is an Amoira Rava who holds that Toldos are also a Dioraisa. So it's schwer. I mean, the Mishnah would be schwer, but that's how Rashi and Gittin learns. Rashi and Gittin learns that there's a derech d'rabbanan. He definitely learns that nidaira means you fertilize the field. The tzad that fertilizing is also the araisa is the mandiomer and Gittin that told us on the araisa and shvius also as well as on Shabbos. So the difference between the araisa and the d'rabbanan. Okay. The scouts to take away kotzim tlushim is certainly drabonon, and maybe not even that. The Chazon Ish suggests, we won't go through the whole Chazon Ish, obviously not. They're laying around the field. declaring the field, the plant. Declaring the field, the plant. That's either also the Rabbanon to do, or it's not. It's either a told the Rabbanon, being miyape your field, preparing it for Zriya, is possibly also the Rabbanon on Shemitah, and possibly it's not even technically a Malacha Rabbanon, but it's only Marasayim also. It's definitely also to do. This is the problem. People call up a child and say, are we allowed to do that? Are we allowed to do this? Are we allowed to do that? So there's always the Maris Ayin factor, which in the third parak, it's like Mansur. There's a big chashash of Maris Ayin in Shemitah. You have to be very careful in everything you do. There shouldn't be Maris Ayin. And more so like Kaz Harakul, so to speak. You need to read that. Breaking the field, exactly. So the Chazon Ish suggests.
I
didn't say it's totally.
Oh,
taking away kotzim? Yeah, it's not. That's not a. It's not a malach at all. You're not doing a malach. It's not a told of anything. Take. In the first parak, there's a. Rashrilia learns that clearing away kotzim that a mechuber would be a diorais, would be harisha, a told of, right? A told of harisha. And taking away kotzim that are tolush is certainly drabonon, perhaps not even that, just marasayim. A tolda is a tolda, and maybe not even that.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a tolda, isn't it going to go around the drabonon?
No. If it's a tolda, it's the arisa. But taking away tolush is not even a malacha. It's not even a tolda. Okay, the Chazon Ish suggests, shot in the Mishnah, in Rashi's Mahalach, we're not going to go through the Chazon Ish. He says, even if Zibul is the Rabbanon, like the way we pass it, the way we name on in the whole Masechta, that toldos are only also the Rabbanon in Shvius, but since on Shabbos it's a Dioraisa, so it has, in Melech Shabbos it's a told of Zriya and it's Dioraisa, so it has a special Chashivas and they will kind of say. They're good, defend for Rashi. Hakabonim Rashi's chilek and gittin is between the Arise and the Rabbanon. Rashi in Moyet Kop, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Maybe it's not Rashi, it's what we have. Whatever we have in the Rashi position, in Moyet Kop, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Kol Hani Midrabbanon Ninu. Between a malacha chashuva and another malacha chashuva. So there could be drabonon, but the difference is the level of malacha that it is. The pashtus is that in the reisha, it's not a malacha chashuva because the field is still not ready to be plowed. It's not ready to be planted. It's still not ready to be planted. You have to plow it. So it's not a malacha chashuva. Okay. That's really in the Rashi Shvilio. If you look in the Rashi Shvilio, he says, Tizora lemotzei shvius in the Reisha, lefisha lo huchono adayin lezriya lo konsu. You want to see, I can't find the Rashi now, but I lost some Rashi. Maybe it means by the sign. Pirish Bekunshus, Haina Malacha Shebekarka, with the Rabbana, in the second case. I will not look close, remain to Avodas Karka. So you might mean it's only Marasai, it's not a Malacha Chashuva, or maybe it's not. There's different interpretations of places. Kleiju says the rain drop will just careful. So either he means it's not a melacha chashuva, or he means it's only Marasayan. Or come to think of it, it might mean like the Rash Rilio, and he's not preparing the land of Zriya. Then Tosef says it's talking about Tlushim, Mechuborim is the Araisa, Mechuborim is like Harisha. Okay. What? We're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to declare that. Okay. Tizora lemutzoi shviyas. Yeah. Okay. And shenitayva means you made it ready for Zriya. Either you plowed it really well, or we'll see in the Gemara you plowed it twice. Now it's royal Zriya. The daira is you fertilized it. Like Zara, Mutsai Shvias. Or a Chashukhan Osid in Yud Zion Bays says the whole eighth year. Yud Zion Bays. So if you plowed your field, he says, Kadesha Yelofa Lazria, even if your intention was to plant it on Shvias, you plow it on Shvias with the intention to plant it on Shvias, or Nosan Bozevel, I raise it like he's over on Shvias, the plains and I say, Ella Tehebura, it has to lie fallow till the ninth year, till year nine. Okay. The Chut HaShoni, I think that's from Nissim Karelis. Has a Nilcha Shmid, he has a Nilcha Shabbat, a Nilcha Shmid too. The Chut HaShoni suggests that you don't have to wait a whole year. I didn't have the Sefer, so I don't know exactly what he says. Yeah, that's what we're up to. The Chut HaShoni says the whole year, the favor. If the Chut HaShoni, I believe it's from Nissim Karelis, we should really get one maybe on Shvius. He suggests it's not a whole year. I didn't see it in sights, I don't know to where. But the Ziv Hayom says that he says whenever when the farmers plant, so they have the second season of planting, so it doesn't have to be the whole year. He then some for the project of Ziv Hayom that it would only have to be, maybe there's no machlaikas, just the normal maybe crap, it's the whole eighth year. Okay. Let me read. Yeah, wait. Halacha l'maisa. Someone plows their field or fertilizes it on Shemitah. So there's a knas, and you can't plant it the eighth year. But if you just raked it from stones, or I don't know, he drew down a Rambam. Nika osa me'asovim. I don't know. Doesn't that sound like even Mechuba? It's the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Perek Aleph, Halacha. Achayr Shesodehu, Einora, Eizibla b'Shvius, Kedei Shetia Yofel Ezria b'Metzoy Shvius. The Kosh Gang, Chaim Kanievsky says, Emosu Kedei Sheyizrena b'Shvius Atzma. Right. Okay. Konson also below Yisrael and Matzoy Shvius. Okay. Then he talks about other people if they can rent it from him. What about his son? Okay. That we'll see in the Gemara. I don't want to. Ella Tehibur Lefon of it lies fallow. Hamaver kotsim meyartso b'shvius. Today l'saklo l'matzoi shvius. Oh, you see. So Chaim's l'afilu kotsim mechubarim. Because he names on that the chilek is whether you've prepared the field for Zriya or not. By kotsim mechubarim, you still have not prepared the field for Zriya. because you still have to plow it. So he learns in the Rambam at least, and now I'm realizing, according to the Rishas, there's talking no reason why the Reisha can't be talking about Mechuborim also. That we're not counseling him because he didn't prepare his field for Zviya, really. So he, Taka says that as a double Pashut. What? Because you still have to plow. The field is not ready to be planted. The guy is preparing for planting. So just taking away the culture, we bring it up on the Chazanish. The Tomei ala Toisus. So it really it depends what the reason is, very obviously. Now that we saw everything, we have the picture. According to the Rashi, really, the reason is whether it's prepared for Shemitah or not. So even Kolzim or Chuborim. But if you hold like Rashi, let's say it's not a Melacha Chashuva, then very likely it's Mustavra that the difference between Tolosh and Mechubar. Agabonim, he learns it. The Chazon Ish says even Mechubar. Eishasokal Mimenu Avonim. He took away the stones from it. Avodishenu Rashoi Lokonsu also. The Chazon Ish says even Kotsu Mechuborim, you do not cancel. What? Yeah, what I said to Chazon Ish was explaining Rashi and Gittin. Now he's talking about Psak Halacha. Mavri Kotsu Miyadzu Bishviyas. Oh, so that's what I was bothered by, the way they said over the halacha here, so now I understand it. There's even Mechuber.
Who's they? What do you know?
This is Art Scroll Mishnayos at the... I don't know, it's so funny. A lot of work went into it. Art Scroll Mishnayos at the end of every Mishnah has the halacha lemaisa that comes out of that Mishnah. It was written together with Rav Reichenberg, the author of the Mishnah Te'aretz. We worked with him. On every Mishnah, we have the halacha lemaisa of the Mishnah. That's what I'm reading from. So anyway, so until I saw them, so I was bothered by its mechuber. Now I see the Rambam talking about mechuber. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky learned. That's what the Chazon Ish learned. Okay, so that's the first din of the Mishnah. That's basically the chilek. When they canceled him, and the knas is not to plant it the whole eighth year. But basically, the whole eighth year. When you learn the mission, it's a little tricky. You have to remember that Motzoi Shvius means the eighth year. Doesn't mean like Motzoi Shabbos. Motzoi Shabbos doesn't mean Sunday. Motzoi Shvius, just like we had Erev Shvius, you have the beginning of the Masechta. Erev Shvius means the sixth year, so Motzoi Shvius means the eighth year. I would like to get a Chut HaShoni Taka. Okay. Now, we go to the next Inyan in the Mishnah. And this is really a tremendous Inyan, which Yerushalmi doesn't spend so much time on. This is the source, not so much for Shomur, but for Neva. Right? Whether the payrolls that are produced through a field being worked on Shemitah become also Bachilo or not. So we learn the Mishnah, but the Pashtus is that it's Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai is Lechumra, Beis Hillel is Lekula. Let's see. Sodesh in the Taiva. Sodesh in the Taiva. So he plowed the field. We'll see Shitas that even if you hold the field, the payrolls do not become also through the act of plowing, but there are some shittas that hold that through the direct planting, they definitely do become also. We're talking about, in other words, the machlekes, some learned that the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is dafka in a preliminary malacha, although it's also in the araisa, but it's in a preliminary. But the Isser, a Maisa, that produced the payrolls, that's what some hold. We'll learn everything. I just want to explain.
Now
we're just talking about the Taiva.
Sounds like it's all the fruits here. Taiva and fruits.
Well, it could be fruit, it could be... The problem is, it's talking about that for some reason there's no Isser Svich. For some reason... There's various ages for why it would be not be a suspicion. Could be talking about fruit. Could be if things grow in certain areas, there's no Isser Svichin. In areas that are, it's not the derech to grow things there. We didn't learn about it yet. We'll learn about it in the ninth parak. Svichin is because we're afraid a guy will plant. Here we're talking about... We're not talking about a guy planting. Maybe not. Maybe there everybody's moidets also. And besides, Svichin is limited. We're not talking about fruit. Let's say a guy did plant something that's a gather of fruit and it grew. Or he planted in a place where there's no Isser Svichin. Let's say by Oile Mitzrayim there's no Svichin. He planted in the place of just Oile Mitzrayim. There are areas. The shadows of the day asked the payros action. So you're saying that that's what some say. That Beis Hillel, who are matir in the Mishnah, certainly hold if you actually planted it's also. That's taka the cheshbon. I call it super slichen. Okay? That's what I said. That's why the Mishnah just talks about the taiva. The Zachroinim hold. Just a preliminary. It's machlekes like Zachroinim. That would be good that Mish was just talking about that he did a malacha asura and he prepared his field for Zriya, Sodesh and Taiva. So Beishayim and Noimrim and Eichlin pay Roseo for Shvias. Beishilo Noimrim Eichlin. Now we're going to explain that machlekes.
Beishayim talking about food that was already there
before. The Rishas says. It had some effect on the growth of the field. Let's say the Rishas. The Rishas says, "Kosavri be shamay de kansin and afilu laniim the lo lishanu mi ma'isa shvius." It's a hanor from ma'isa shvius. Shemachis deho ilon shenitayva osulecho min aperos. Maybe it stimulated the growth. That's why people plow in a stay Elon. Inami minho asovim, deim bohem bisho svichim. We're talking about asovim that have no iso svichim. Goim pigum vi arbuzum vi shori kintola kamon. There is no iso svichim. Akoponim, his plowing produced or it resulted in these pairs. His plowing resulted in the giddle of these pears. Maybe not totally, maybe it helped in the giddle of the pears, it sounds like.
So, what?
Yeah. We're talking about something whose giddle came about in some way, shape, and form from Malacha in Shvius. That's called Ne'evat. That's the official name. Ne'evat. Okay, look at the Pnei Moshe. Shinitaiva b'shvius u'machmas kein somchu peiroseho min hazera shenoflu bo mikoidim shvius. Again, you have to say in an area where there would be no Issa Svichim. O ha'ikrim shenisharu bo chozru v'tzomchu zeo nikro sviach. Again, you'd have to say in an area where there's no Svichim.
You want to tell me there is Svichim post-database on myself.
Maybe. That's a suggestion on some achrayim. It's not brought down here in the Mefarshim, the classic Mefarshim, so. Okay. So, Beis Shammai say, Ein Eichlin Peiros Sehem. Now, there's a Torah's Kayanim. The Torah's Kayanim that seems to learn out from a pasuk that shamur is usher to eat. If someone wasn't mafkir their peros, v'hoisa shabbos aretz lechem la'achwa. Shabbos aretz means the hefker of the aretz. So shamur is usher. And then it says mikan. Then they bring down Beis Shammai. So it's not clear what the Torah is kind of saying. So most learn that it's an issur d'oraisa, and Beis Shammai extrapolate Nebat from Shamur. So there's a Torah's Kayanim that Shamur is also to eat. And this Mishnah says that Nebat is also to eat in Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Oimrim Oichlin. So some say that indeed Beis Hillel Amoideh, that Shamur is also to eat. But they don't learn out Nebat from Shamur. That's one Mahalach. Another suggestion of the Raivan and Taras Kayanim is that Beis Hillel Achaylik even by Shamur, he's going to become very Negeya, the Halacha. That Beis Hillel hold, there's no Isser, the payers don't become Osir by Shomer even. Okay? Look at the Rash Filio. He says, the Chivin the state, Sodi Beshvias Hefker, in the Oisir, the Rashayna Shaloi. Love called Kamini, love Kia Koyach Haniyam, the Koyach Kilialm. The Hishoru Basil Gabe Teres Havera, Hainala Acherim. Avala Rosha Ha'over, Shito the Asiri, we answer it to him. Okay, good. That would be a regular Shiloh of Rabbi and Rabbi Huda where the Kansina Shogi go to Mesa. Okay, be that Shiloh. Okay, so now, okay. Some Rishonim suggest that Beis Hillel Amoideh. Some Rishonim, this is Yevamos. In Yevamos, there are many Rishonim that suggest that this is a machlokes in a Diyaraisa. That's how I just said it over. That the Torah's Kainim Asus Shamur, seemingly Midiyaraisa. The machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether we extrapolate Nevet from Shamur. But everybody's Moideh, perhaps, that it's also Midirabana. That's what the Rishonim in Yevamos suggest. What? No, they're talking about Nevat. Midirabon. The Mishnah's talking on the horizon, right? Okay. Chazanis suggests that Beis Shammai only means a Midirabon in the Mishnah, and the Torah's Kainim is an Asmachta B'Alma. And therefore, obviously, Beis Hillel Matir and Totem. Then, the Ravid in Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Dalet, Halachat Tezvav, is the one who suggests that the Machloikas, whatever it is, however he learns the Machloikas, is only by the preliminary Avodah, but by planting, it's certainly awesome. Of a Vizora Bishvias, the Yotzel Lishminis, Omer Avram, Lamitzinu Vizorea Bishvias Shum Heter, Shere Omru, Hanoitea Vamavrich, Pochus Milam Yem, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, you have to uproot it. So he learns that's Nichlal and Isser on the Paris too, if he didn't. So he learns the Paris. Always Osur if it's a result of planting. That's the Ravid. Okay. So this is the Mishnah. Now we go Halacha L'Maaseh. Now here's an interesting Sikur. I took two Svar and you see how they present it differently. You think in Halacha, so it's objective. Halacha. So I took the Mishnah Teyaretz and the Ketiv Shvias. You see how they say it differently. You see they have different mindsets. Okay. So here's Mishpat Haaretz. Okay. Okay. Perish a godlu b'matoim implanting shenevdu ben avoidus asuris the mesach shnas hashmita. Kayesh omrim shaperis asurim v'shum shegidlu v'siyua avoidus asuris. So who would that be? Beishamay say ochlin. So it's awesome. Some say it's awesome. See, like, he presents first Yesh Omrim that it's awesome. And these are the Rishonim and Yevamis that hold that the Machlekes, I'm reading now from the footnotes, that hold that the Machlekes in the Mishnah is D'oraisa, but everybody's made the Tosim with the Rabban. Because he says Ramban and Rashba and Ritz and Yevamis. Okay. Because of a chazanish, simen tes of cotton yud zayin, she also likach peros min achoshud mishum shomur v'nevad. We'll see about shomur. Omnam hu mitzayin, but the chazanish himself writes, she kosov kula b'zeh, the simen yuds of cotton vav, that you're allowed to take an esrog, you're allowed to buy a esrogim, that it was even shomur v'nevad, even shomur, right, shomur. Where he writes a sikum, says it's also liknos peiros and milkachu bikerem shomur at shomur. And because of such simon chavalot for peiros nurim asurim, but then he himself writes in parentheses right from there that shomur is more chomer than nevad, more chomer that the peiros of peiros kind and that shomur is also. Which would really be paskening like Beis Hillel of our Mishnah, saying that there's no special Isser if it grew as a result of planting, and saying that the Hillel are talking with the Rabbanan also. No, the Pashtas HaMishnah, you could say we pass on like Beis Hillel, and Nevad is Mutter. The Mishnah is Nevad, that's the Mishnah's case.
According to that, even if you didn't hold, you didn't hold,
okay. That's. That's what we're talking about, Lou. That's what we're discussing. The halacha l'maisa. Oh, then he brings down the shittas. There's no raya. The chazanish is also talking about that you aided in the growth through avodas. But like you planted on Shemitah, certainly Dinei Chomer Yoiser, and Matzina B'zer Rishonim Leisofim, Shosu is Pei Roisov, that's the Raivin and Taras Kayanim. Okay, so there's the Raivin. Okay, so therefore he presents this halacha, Yeshonim that it's Osir. What? Never. Some are mechalek between if it was planted, not grown is not the point.
We're talking about never.
If it grew on, if it was planted on shvius, some say it's also. Now the ketiv shvius, this is how they say it all up. Nobody's ever much more. He presents it a certain way. I'm going to show you how to. Peiros are even shigod with the shvius. Ketotzom the melachos asuras b'shmita. Mutarim b'achim. Chazanish, Rambam. The Sefer Mishnah Rabbi Akiva Hayat Shaminik Yerushalayim. Okay. Shaul Israeli. He says he doesn't see if you pass it that way. You have the right of sheet and then it's also the Rabbanan. It's full of heterim here. That safe is full of chumras, full of yisurim. And here it's full of heterim. You see, they bring down the same sheetas. It depends which one you say first. Depends how big the footnotes are. That's my point. Halacha l'maisa, you have to ask your rabbi. It's very nageya. Remember, there's always a nisus svichah. So if you're not goyrus to help the mechira, and according to what I heard tonight, there's good reason not to be goyrus to help the mechira this year more than other years. There's a bezin session today. At least half the farmers didn't sign on the rishayon to allow their fields to be sold. That's
what our part.
We got the list. Michai got the list. He said, at least only around, I said, I think, my Hebrew is not what it should be. I think he said, half the farm, I think he said only 150,000 signed. Is that possible? That's half the farm?
No.
So, maybe 150, he said. So he said, what's called Hetter Mechira in the Shuk, because the Menahel Karpi sells it. It's like Mechira's Chometz, you know, the Rav signs it, but you're supposed to sign a Shtar authorizing the Rav to sell it. So you could say the Menahel, what is it called? What? Yes, you could say they have the right to sell it also. But the Maisa, they send out authorizations to all the farmers to sign, but they authorize it to sell it.
He
said, here for them, they sign.
But if it's a
Minhal's
field,
then
why does the farmer have to sign?
If you hold his mom in Minhal's field, they could sell it. Then why do they send out these authorizations? Okay.
But it's still called Hetter Mechira, even though someone didn't.
That's what their point was. Hetter Mechira, that's so. Anyway, so the question is, everybody wants to know if they're invited to someone that eats at the Mechira, what should they do? So that's this shiloh. So first of all, if it's vegetable, it's a problem. The Shvichin is also
starting from the beginning of Kislev.
Starting from, they have tables, they you can go on the internet, you can download it in 1 second, when the Issa Shvichin becomes a problem. Because assuming you're saying that if it started growing on year 6, it's okay. Which, the sign of them, even though I went to Efrati, gave a speech about Shvius, he said I would never present to a Haredi consumer stuff that started growing year 6 and was picked in year 7. That's a pretty remarkable statement. Chazanish was makor bechlep. And he swears by the Chazon Ish. I mean, Moreno, Rabbeinu, Rabban, Ba'inyan, Ishvita, Satsal. So to publicly make such a declarative statement, I thought was pretty bold. He must have assumed he's talking to a bunch of Amaratsu. I don't know. I mean, to make such a statement. So he could tie that he meant that they wouldn't buy it. That's what he could tie that he meant. Grader Amod Chaliyah is also Machmir. He's a Rambam man, you know, and the Rambam is Machmir. So the Rash is only the Rash, you know. Okay, so anyway, but so there's a table you can download from the internet to have very good, when everything starts becoming a problem. So Kislev Teves starts becoming a problem. So then you have, that's a real problem, but a fruit, let's say, or, I don't know. There are some kinds of vegetables, you determine it yet. There's some vegetables, a problem with fruit maps. Or if it comes from other than Mitzrayim, you don't have a problem. If you know your maps are very Israel, they were talking today a lot about other than Mitzrayim. There's a lot of surplus, they have a lot of surplus vegetables. So what they do now is they give it out to Moises, they give it out for free. Talk about who was picked in Shvius, exclusive Shvius. So what they do now, it's a Bezdin, is the surplus, they don't have enough waters for it, so the surplus they give out. But it's a lot. I don't know what. It's wash. I don't understand Hebrew. I think it's wash. So they wanted, they were asking the Bezdin, a lot of it's grown in a hothouse, but not matzah menutach. In Oile Mitzrayim territory. So they want to be Mitzarev, the Rambam Shita. There's a Rambam Shita before him. There's an early Rambam Shita, because they say the Rambam is Chayzer. There's an early Rambam Shita. The Gra really passes this way. The Oile Mitzrayim is no because of Shvius at all. Oile Mitzrayim, you say. Then the Pasha Shulchan Paskins, and even if you grow it in the ground, a bias, it's okay. So they wanted Bezdin to allow them to sell this, not in Oitza Oret stores, they know that would never fly, but to be Meshaveki, to sell it, to earn money, to sell it to the Chiloni Shuk, so to speak, you know, the Chiloni Shuk, and they want this, and to be the Tsar of these two sheikhs. It's a good thing they didn't ask my opinion. Both those are tailoring. Kemat non-existent. The Pasha Shulchan has long been ignored. Then there's a tzad that a chamama is much worse than a bias. So we may kill when it's matzah menutak, and it's ain't enough. But here they're planting in the ground. So and to go say the Oile Mitzrayim thing, you're grasping at straws. So they don't. The players are in here. They didn't decide that, or maybe I left early because I wanted to come to the Bezdin's whole brother's shit.
You're having a good time with the Bezdin.
I'm hearing a lot of things that I'm not allowed to leave that room. I'll come upon him. So it's very negative. So there's no Issa-Sricha. Right. So again, here are all the yeshitas. He said, the minute you find the Hokka, what do they bring down? So if you look up, let's say you're going to look it up, you're not going to ask a rabbi. So you're just going to look up in the safe, you're going to pass it for yourself. So you look it up in this safe, you're going to walk away to the Tosa. You look it up in this safe, you're going to walk away to the Tzmuta. So that's why you need a rabbi. You can't look up in Kitzuswan. There's an agenda. He has an agenda to be machmir. And that's how he presents the halacha. He starts off saying it's usher, v'yeshon, and it's mutter. Then he, if you plant it, it's much worse.
This is all with his noise speaking.
It's all the same information.
It's all with his noise speaking.
Of course, for sure. That's what I want to show you. It's all the same information. Nobody came up with new sheetas. Nobody found a ksaviyad from a real. It's the same. It's all in how you present it. That's why you have to ask the rabbi. You can't use kitzusar. Kitzusar usually happens in Jaffa. Mordechai Karp, he wrote a sefer on Shvius now. He's like, whoa. Okay.
Should
you see that? Now it's going around. Everybody's sending around the Sforum blog.
I haven't looked recently.
Oh, he exposed. That was a scandal he exposed. There's a sefer.